Welcome to the sixth episode of the third season of Hyper Talks, and thank you to Beppo Studios for letting us record here. I'm your host, Jonathan Kevin. With me is my co-host, Tobin Siddesmith.
Hello.
And our guest today is Caroline Rundqvist.
Hi.
She is the director of cybersecurity at PwC Sweden. And before that, she was a business development manager and senior consultant at 4C Strategies.
Yes.
So that's quite the background. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your everyday life, what you do for PwC, and some of maybe the bigger projects you've been working on the past 6 months?
What I do is that I help a lot of companies. I am specialized and work mostly within banks and insurance companies. So I help them work to strengthen their resilience. I would say that like 90% of what we do is that we work proactive, trying to set up processes and IT environments and crisis management processes that if they were to have a breach or an incident, they are ready to handle that and also minimize the risk of having a breach. I also spend quite some time when companies have had like a massive breach or an incident, we can go in and support them with crisis management. And I lead a team of 35 people at PwC and specialized in IT security. They work with ethical hacking. So they try to hack into companies' IT environments, seeing, okay, so here you have weaknesses. Here we can get into your environment, because if we can get in, that means that other people can get in as well. And then we help them like strengthen and build their resilience based on that.
Ethical hacking, definitely something we'll touch later on in the show today.
Yeah.
First, I would propose a check-in. Jonathan has a question today to start us off.
Yeah, and the question is, if you had a remote control with only one button that controlled something in your life, what would that button do? So I can start. I'd probably want to shut off having to go to the bathroom or anxiety. I think they're equal in stress for me.
Interesting. Huh. Mine's a bit simpler. I just want a find locationer for my wallet. I have it for my phone.
Oh, yes.
And now I need it for my wallet. I lost my wallet like a couple weeks ago. I found it, thankfully, but I need one of those, I've realized.
I want more bodily, and you want more for
external,
your wallet.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a hard one. Can I have like a play button where I can play like my favorite song?
Yeah.
Is that too wide?
I think
isn't that Spotify?
Can I have the app Spotify? Because I want that then.
Yes, you can have that.
Thank you.
You can
very
have a button
much.
That does that.
All right, let's jump in right into some fundamentals of cybersecurity, just to give a bit of a background to some of our listeners.
Yep.
As I understand it, cybersecurity is made up of three components: threat, vulnerability, and risk. I was wondering if you could speak to each of these points and maybe differentiate between them for us.
I'm going to start with threat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to work with threat and understand what kind of threats you and your organization, you as a person, are exposed to. Because I think that due to the development within digitalization in total, there is no longer a possibility to have like resilience all over the place. You have to look at, okay, so what kind of threats are we exposed to? And we have to work with our resilience in those kind of areas. Because otherwise it will be inefficient, it will be like so costly, and it's not going to be productive, I think. So threat, I would say, is something that is very real that you are exposed to. Risk is more theoretical, because you can have a lot of risks that you are exposed to, and the risk of something happening may or may not happen. So that is more theoretical one, I would say. And then vulnerability, that is your weaknesses. And those aren't really always so easy to... It's not always easy knowing where you have your weaknesses. So I think that having like a third party looking into that or trying to hack into the system is a very good way to find out, because it's always better to get someone who will tell you, so here are your weaknesses, and help you strengthen them than to have someone who is not kind enough to tell you and will instead take advantage of that.
What would you say is the most important aspect for cybersecurity to focus on, vulnerability or risk?
I think risk you can measure. Vulnerability is harder to measure. So I think that when it comes to like governance and budget and investments, I think that risk is very important. However, I think that in our daily work, I think that working with threat versus vulnerability is, because that will give us like a delta.
Mm-hmm.
You are exposed to these kind of threats and you have these vulnerabilities, and those, if they don't match, you will have a delta and you need to handle that.
Right.
I just want to get back to ethical hacking.
Yeah.
Because that sounded cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Please tell us more.
So we help organizations, I would say that everything from like municipalities to the large banks to insurance companies or every kind of company, I would say. And they come to us and they are like, okay, so we want to know where we have our weaknesses. Where do we have, where can we get a hold of your data or your information or your money and that kind of thing. So we hack, we try to help them get into their system, because if we can get into that system, other people can, and then they can steal everything. I would say that we have seen a shift in the behavior of the actual hackers, and that also makes us have to work in a different way. Because I would say that earlier, the hackers like came into the system with like making a lot of noise, and they took what they wanted to take and they got out of the system. And it was so easy to know when you've had a breach or you had someone in the environment that shouldn't be there. But today we can see that hackers hack themselves into the system and then they wait there and watch like the behavior of the company for months, because then when they have like mapped that out, they can act the same way and by that get a hold of a lot, like so large amounts of data or information or personal data or money or whatever it is.
So this idea of ethical hacking, is it only when it comes to pre-op action when you're trying to prevent something? Or say you take maybe like Anonymous, for example, the most famous hacking group in the world.
Yep.
You know, the past couple of years, they've hacked ISIS, social media accounts. They've exposed KKK head members of where they live. Mm-hmm. Is that considered ethical hacking, or is that a different kind of branch of just nomad hacking, trying to do the right thing?
No, that's not ethical hacking. I wouldn't say that. That is like so subjective. What is ethical or not?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to like down to one person's view in those cases. And ethical hacking